At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greatest day of the year, opening day. Let's go.
Yeah.
CNR on FSR. We're at Covino and Rich on social media. 877-99 on Fox. Again, broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
TireRack.
In honor of Lou Brown.
Give him the eater.
We're brought to you also by Progressive, making bundling easy and affordable. Get that multi-policy discount. Combine motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
We got Danny G,
the microphone throttler.
We got Ramos. We got Dan Byer and Spot putting up videos as we speak at Covino and Rich. And speaking of social media, Mercer Man in Pittsburgh just hit us up. Said he's loving the pitch clock, loving all the new rules. He says the game needs to move faster. He's too old to stay past 10 p.m. watching games. And his Pirates just let up 2 runs, so the Reds are tied with the Pirates 4-4. Lots of great games today, and we're talking a little old school when 50 hits.
Yes, the old school baseball memories. We're going to share some stupid, ridiculous, funny stories, and you guys are in on that, like, again, at 877-99 on Fox. But right now, we got to see what teams we have in this bet we've made.
Yeah.
Oh, Ramos, the perfect music.
That music brings back such great memories.
I feel like a little kid again, Danny.
Twib notes.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we picked 5 teams each out of a hat. Ramos, Danny G, Dan Byer, Spot, Covino, and myself. And
baseball.
Whatever team wins the World Series, that guy, if you have that team, at the end of the season, you'll win a nice little pot of money.
All right.
The team and with the loser? How about the loser?
The guy that has the team with the worst record in baseball has to wear Crocs for a week to work.
Is that everybody okay with that, though?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, cool.
Yeah, Mets.
Let's do it.
Double in the gap. They go back up 4-3. Yeah, baby.
Byer's like, let's do it because he rocks Crocs at home anyway.
So. Yeah.
That is not true. In size 10? What are you guys talking about? Jeez, come on.
All right, so we got to buy you special ones if you lose. All right, so
I'll go first.
Right. Ready? Here are my teams. These are my picks.
You want to go one at a time or all 5? What do we know?
I'll do all 5.
Covino, all 5.
All 5, good.
All right, I got the Diamondbacks.
Boo.
Okay, okay, take D-backs on your Dodgers tonight. Right? Yeah.
Yep.
And I got the Yankees, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
hashtag rigged.
Gross.
I got the Yankees. Oh, I got the Padres, too.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
Man.
They got a squad.
All right. Your
My
fourth
guy,
team.
Matt Carpenter, on there. I got the White Sox.
Okay.
Not bad.
My last team here, the Pirates, who, again, just let the Reds into the game.
Oh, maybe you'll get the bottom prize, too.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get money and Crocs.
Oh, wow.
Top and bottom.
All right,
Rich, reveal your 5.
Ooh, the boss, who's a Twins fan, will like this. Minnesota, baby. I got the Twinnies with their fresh new uniforms. I got the A's.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I know.
What's up, Oakland?
I got the Royals. Oh, no. Oh, no. What is going on here? So I got the Twins, A's, Royals. I got the Cardinals.
Okay,
they can win that Central Division. The Cards. And my last team, oh, gross. I got the Braves. It's a good one, but I hate the Braves. So I got the Braves and Cards. Those are good ones. You got the Yankees and Pods.
I know. I got some good picks, man.
All right. Spotty, you want to go?
Sure. All right.
What does Spot have? Twip notes.
Mariners.
Not bad. They had a good season last year.
Phillies.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Two good picks. There we go. Astros.
Wow. Oh, yes. I got three good teams.
Giants.
Wow.
Okay. You might wear Crocs.
Tigers.
Okay. Tigers. Okay. But we all got a couple.
You got three good teams, though, man.
Yeah.
Who wants to go next?
Let's have Byer go next.
All right. I've got the Angels.
Oh. All right. Oh. Ohtani in the house.
The Marlins.
Ooh.
Rangers.
Okay. Mm.
Cleveland Guardians.
Mm. Oh, they're decent. They're decent.
And the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good one.
Dodgers. Yo, Dan Byer's got both LA teams. All right, Ramos, you go, buddy.
Okay, we got, Dan Byer's Brewers.
Ooh.
I like the Brewers. The Blue Jays.
Oh, that's a good one.
The Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
Okay.
The New York Metropolitans.
Wow. There you go.
Sorry, Ramos.
And last but not least, the Washington Nationals.
That could be a croc adventure.
We should have a croc watch throughout the season.
Yes.
You know, like who's
croc watch? The Tigers are 4-19.
Yeah.
All right, Danny G, round it out. I'm guessing who's still left.
All right, I'm going to call them the Devil Rays based on their uniforms today.
Yeah, yes. Rocking the jerseys.
Yeah, nice hats. All right, and then let's see, the Reds.
Okay.
Oh boy. I got the Cubbies.
Okay.
Are they still rebuilding?
Sounds like they won today. Croc watch.
Orioles.
Oh, okay. That's good. They're much improved.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. Can I get one favorite here?
I believe the Rockies. Are the Rockies left?
I got the
Rockies.
The Rockies.
Oh, no.
Jesus, guys.
You're about to just put those Crocs on now, Danny.
Jeez. I'm size 11.
Croc watch day one.
We're going to
buy some bright orange Crocs for Danny G, I think.
Perfect.
Just get them now. It's size 11.
All right. Hey, we did say, since it is opening day, a little extra focus on baseball today. So your favorite baseball stadium memories. Any come to mind for you guys?
Yeah.
I got a few.
I'll kick it off and I'll try to make them snappy. But I was at a game one time with my buddy Sean the Lawyer, who listens to our show. We're there at Yankee Stadium. And, you know, you're buzzing, having fun. And I can't even believe this happened looking back. But I was there. You may have seen the highlights before. But we were at the game and a dude fell over the top tier.
What?
Over the top tier. And it's almost like a weird dream, but Sean will confirm it. We were at the game. Dude fell over the top tier into the netting.
I remember the highlight over
the whole play. You ever see the clip with a guy like climbing back into the I was there for that. So something I'll never forget.
Middle of the game, the guy falls out of the upper deck into the net.
Into the net.
Not hurt.
Yeah, it was so
like,
wild.
What?
Whoa. People were handing him their fishing scoops just to help him out. You know what I mean?
It's wild.
You've probably seen the highlight. I was there for that. I don't know if there's a highlight for this, maybe a low light, but I was there for it. My Uncle Angel climbed the foul pole at the old Yankee Stadium. And I remember being a little kid mortified, like, what is Angel doing?
Did he get arrested?
That's when I started realizing my uncles are out of their minds. You know, like, did Uncle Angel have too much to drink? What is going on? I just remember, like, people trying to pull him down. Security came. He was climbing. You know, the wire netting part of the foul pole? He was, like, halfway up.
He might have been more than drinking.
So,
I'm just saying. It was the 80s, right?
Legendary story. 80s, you know, Uncle Angel making baseball history. So those are two stories that stand out to me. And one I mentioned here, and I'll make it snappy. I mentioned it here on the show before, but I remember being stuck in traffic on the way home. And, you know, we're wearing our little kid T-shirts, and we're all pumped about the game. And we're stuck in traffic, and we look over to the left, and Don Mattingly was in traffic next to us.
Didn't you say it was a gold Mercedes?
He was in a gold Mercedes, and as a little kid, it was a made of gold Mercedes, right? Yeah. Like, oh my God,
it's Don Mattingly!
And we had a flip out, like, Don Mattingly.
Your dad didn't believe
and
you,
and my
right?
dad yeah. wouldn't turn around. He didn't believe us, and then he finally turned around. And then he's like, get hit, Don. And he let Don Mattingly cut us in traffic after a game one time when wow. we were kids. So wow. those are three quick memories I'll share with you.
I have a couple doozies. Again, we're doing snappy story, quick stories, ballpark memories. When I was a little kid, my first Mets game, I remember getting so upset because I thought everyone was booing Mookie Wilson.
Yeah.
But when Mookie Wilson would bat, everyone would go, Moo!
Oh, it's like anyone who's whose name is Lou. Right?
Yeah.
Sweet
I was
Lou.
Like, oh, I started crying. I was four or five years old, and I was like, why do they not like Mookie Wilson? And they're like, no, Richie, they're saying Moo. So that was like my first game. Kavino saw me humiliated once. So
I've seen you humiliated a few times.
I'm watching a Mets game, like maybe 5-10 years ago, Ramos. Like 10 years ago, I'm watching a Mets game. And you know how every stadium has their guys, like a famous fan? There was a guy that I never heard of before, and I watch the Mets every day. And Gary, Keith, and Ron were like, there he is, pin man. It was a dude that his whole shirt and hat covered head to toe in pins, like, you know, like little metal pins.
You know, every stadium has their like random celebrity guy, like Clipper Darrell or Freddie Says at Yankee Stadium. Yeah. I'm sure there's a Dodgers guy.
So I was like, you know, I never really heard of this guy, but they're showing him love on SNY.
Pin Man was like, they were trying to tout this guy as the next like Mets dude.
So they have Cowbell guy. He's well known.
Yeah, he's the guy.
So I go to the Mets game the next day, and coincidentally, I'm going through the concession, getting a drink and a hot dog. And I'm like, oh, there he is, Pin Man. I go up to this guy, and I go, yo, Pin Man, they were giving you love on SNY last night. He goes, number 58.
No, he said, I remember. Oh. He looked at Rich, and he said, you're number 53.
Oh,
and Rich says, what?
53.
I saw you on TV the other night.
He goes,
he's like, yeah, you're number 53. You're the 53rd person that told me that today.
And he walked away.
Oh, what a D-bag.
Rich was dissed by a nobody.
Honestly, Danny G, he was like a smelly old guy. So it wasn't even like a guy that you'd be like, that guy's a cool guy. I was just trying to show him a little love. He dissed me in front of my friends. Two more quickie. My first autograph was Bip Roberts.
Rich was dissed by Pin Man.
My first autograph was Bip Roberts on the San Diego Padres. I went down to the dugout, and Bip Roberts was cool enough to sign my first
That's
baseball.
Cool.
And one other story of like drama. The Mets never made the playoffs when I was younger. So I was in a relationship in my 20s.
Or when you were older, barely.
That's true. That's true. I went to a playoff game, NLCS 06. The Mets are in the playoffs. And the girl I'm dating was like, yeah, I parked in a parking garage that closes at 10 p.m. And I said, well, you're going to have to leave your car there because we're not leaving the game. She's like, but I need my car. She left the game without me. Because I refused to leave a playoff game, and she made me feel like I was the worst dude of all time. And it was probably one of the reasons we broke up. And I remember being like, who parks in a garage that closes at 10 p.m. the night of a playoff game?
Wow.
Spot has a couple good ones. Real quick, Spotty. You got two.
I mean, the most legendary. We've shared it on the show before, but I got to rehash it. I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records because I participated in the most people doing the Macarena,
Macarena.
Together Macarena. At Yankee Stadium. And I believe it was in 1996. So a legendary Yankee Stadium moment. And another very
Did
cool.
Did you get a plaque or a high five or anything for that?
I didn't get anything for that. I don't remember. Maybe the ticket stub somewhere. Right. I don't know.
You get to tell the story on Fox Sports.
Yeah.
And perhaps the coolest for me, but there's no record of this, which drives me insane. I did commercial production when I worked in FM Radio New York.
Yeah, Spot worked for iHeart New York and did all the commercials back in the day.
And I was tasked, because no one wanted to do this, I was tasked to go to Yankee Stadium to record Mariano Rivera recording some lines. I believe it was like a Coke promote.
Hello,
or like
Mariano
Pepsi.
Rivera. This like, is look, Yankees baseball.
Yankees, look, by the way.
Look under the cap.
What you know of him speaking.
I look under the cap.
Yeah, he's like, look under the... Like, I had to coach him through English saying this commercial. But I was sitting in the dugout at Yankee Stadium with Mariano Rivera.
No one took a picture.
This predated camera phones. It was like I was just sitting there in
you
awe.
You could be making this story up right now.
I could be. I actually have photos that I took of, like, being there, but like there's none of me.
You know, you made me think of something else too, Spot.
Because
Those are great stories.
I wanted to be professional, and I didn't want to be that guy that's like, could I get a photo with Mariano Rivera?
Yeah, you're starting out, you're young, you can't do that. And we're going to get to all the phone calls too, so hang tight at 877-99 on Fox. Old school when 50 hits, your ballpark memories. You know, Rich was talking about his playoff moments. You forgot when the Mets lost. What was that, in 2015 or what year was that?
It was 06.
That was 06.
When Carlos Beltran looked at the third strike.
Yo, the cameras panned to Rich, and there was footage of him crying.
That's great. Yeah.
Not exaggerating. Rich was the crying like poster boy, the crying fan on television, and we were like, "Oh my God, it's Rich!"
Crying Met fan.
Yeah. How did you leave that?
Was
out
that
of the
on
story?
Fox? Could we request footage of that?
We gotta find footage.
I don't know
that.
Because it's not one of my favorite ballpark memories.
Can we get that? Dude, we gotta find that
can
footage,
we, please.
You know what? I will say this.
Don Scott, get on there.
During an LA trip when we were living in New York, we went to a Dodgers game. And I don't know if it was you or our buddy Sammy, but let's just say a bird made an accident on one of your heads.
I'm pretty sure it was me, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good luck.
And I was like, you know, they tell you it's good luck, but we walk into Dodger Stadium. We walk out like, here it is. Wow, Dodger Stadium. Right on his head.
Ramos, ballpark memories.
Now, I don't know how big it is now, but when I was a kid, going to games, getting foul balls was the best. Like, we stood there in warm-ups. In games, all we wanted was a foul ball. I think I spent all my years in baseball just trying to get that one foul ball in my mitt. Kind of me.
You know, we've never gotten one.
I did.
Spot has. We've gotten a home run derbies and everything. Never got a home run or a foul ball.
So we sat close one time. My dad said, let's go get something to eat. I said, my mom was there. I said, sit here. We'll be right back. We left. Somebody hit a foul ball. I don't know where it was. We came back. My mom said, guess what? The foul ball, it landed right on your seat.
No!
And sure enough, the guy next to me had a foul ball. And I went, the one time I go get food with my dad, an actual foul ball came right to where I sat. And I wasn't there. It was horrible. I never got a foul ball in my whole life.
So. You picture a sad little Ramos. He's probably sad the rest of the game.
And now I know what little Ramos looks like because of that Little League picture. So picture that little Ramos.
That's so funny.
Danny or Dan Byer, what do you guys got?
Byer first.
Well, John's not the only one who missed out on a foul ball. It happened to me at Fenway Park when it ricocheted off the head of a woman. I was out getting a lemonade for my wife and it hit my chair. So that happened. Spot's not the only one who had to get imaging for his radio station, as I had to do it with then Brewers first baseman Richie Sexson. Try getting liners right when they're off to an 0-6 start to the season and see how that goes.
See how happy he is.
Yeah, can't get the call letters right. No, I need it to be this. That happened. Did have a once prominent Major League Baseball player in his minor league years hit on my sister and invite her to a game later on that season.
Oh, wow.
She was 15 at the time.
So, whoopsie.
Yes, and then had someone once come up in the press box to talk to a group of us at the station, wondering about the job opening at our station. He was curious about my position that apparently was going to be open that I didn't realize. So there
That's a good way to find out.
Some memories at the old ballpark.
Wow. That's some good ones. By the way, did you get that picture of you working at the stadium?
Of me and Richie Sexson wanting to kill me.
No footage of that.
Yeah, no cameras in the locker room.
You know, it's so cool that your sister ended up marrying Robin Yount. I'm kidding. Danny G, what you got?
My grandmother took me and my older brother to our very first Dodger game in the early 80s. It was during Fernando Mania.
Oh, yeah.
So I got fortunate seeing Fernando as my first game. The seats were so high up, though. It was a hot day. It was a weekend game. And I remember her lugging her big sun umbrella up to the top. Yeah, and that was awesome. And then we spent half our childhood in the Bay Area. So a lot of Oakland A's games. Reggie Jackson got to see his very last game in the bigs.
Wow.
As a kid.
Cool.
And my older brother and I started a Reggie chant at his last at bat. The entire stadium began to shout it. He hit a home run in his very last at bat. It was in the paper the next day about the whole stadium chanting his name.
That's cool. Started that.
Yeah. And to this day, my older brother says, I started that Reggie chant.
That's awesome. By the way, the Reggie documentary, worth to watch. It's brand new. It's on Amazon Prime if you want to check it out and relive those moments.
Danny, I will say, we grew up obviously on the East Coast. You grew up out here on the West Coast. From what I hear and what I can only imagine, Fernando Valenzuela, when he was in his prime, it seemed wild.
That stadium was electric. The atmosphere whenever he pitched was insane.
It does. It seems like I can't.
It was like a World Soccer Cup atmosphere.
Yeah. And I think so cool. For me, being Mexican or being Latino at the time, it was extremely exciting for me. It's because
Well, talk about the perfect team for him to land on, right? With the big Mexican community out here in LA. Like, that must have been electric.
That is so cool.
All we had, my whole room was posters of Fernando Valenzuela at that time. It was awesome.
Still, I heard.
Suzanne's like, John, you have to take it down.
With a couch with cup holders.
Don't tell Suzanne, right?
That's the best. Thanks for sharing. And now we go to the phone calls again. Old school when 50 hits, your ballpark memories.
John in Vegas, we'll start with you. What's up, John?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I really like your show. Great.
Thanks, man.
Fernando Valenzuela, I remember him real quick, is him breathing through his eyes. Remember he had that thing where he said he breathed through his eyes.
That's pretty badass.
It was in some interview or something. He talked about when he looks up and stuff, he was breathing through his eyes. And we're like, what the hell? But anyway, my favorite memories of my son, it was my first game and his first game, was the Angels in Boston in Angel Stadium. And if you know, in Angel Stadium out in left field, you got the visitor's bullpen. And Pedro was warming up and Veritek was catching for him. And my son just loved Veritek, but he's got an Angels jersey on. And right there, you're like sitting right over Veritek's shoulder. We're watching Pedro warm up, and we're like, damn, man. That's no cool. way anybody can hit that stuff. And when he's done, Veritek's packing up his bag to go out on the field, and I go, hey, Mr. Veritek, I say, can you get a picture with my son? And he keeps packing up his bag, doesn't look nothing. And then he gets his bag packed up, and he turns around and looks at me. And he comes, walks over, and puts his arm around my son and takes his picture. He's still got that picture today.
That's awesome, man. See, those are the type of baseball memories that make the game special, right? We love the NFL. We love the NBA. But there's something, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just getting a little emotional on opening day. But baseball is such a big part of our childhood. So, you know, you hear it in the stories.
Well, and you're a dad now, right, of two little kids. And you know how special it could be if these guys acknowledge your kids.
Yeah, man.
You know how much it means to these kids.
I took my daughter. My son's not old enough. He's 3. But I took my daughter, who's 5 and a half now, I took her to her first baseball games last year, and we went to a fireworks night for Mets Angels down by Angel Stadium. And, you know, it was a lot of fun, man. It really, special moments. And I realize if you're living that mom or dad life, the key is to keep getting them snacks every couple innings, and they'll behave. You want ice cream? You want a churro? If you get something every 2 to 3 innings, they will behave. The other callers that are hanging, Rob, Eric, Ken, hang on. We'll get your calls next. Plus, we are going to talk some NBA. We'll take a little baseball break on opening day. Austin Reaves pulling a pretty badass move last night against the Bulls. As we get closer to the playoffs, we'll break down some NBA and Major League Baseball next. Right here, Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
And we're all chocked up about baseball, as you could hear, because every man needs an edge. Other guy working on his edge right now. Aaron Judge got that edge. He's all chocked up. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low, and individual T levels in men decline 1% or more every year with age. Thankfully, there's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters called Chalk. You know who needs to get chalked up? Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah, he was not chalked up.
He didn't have his edge today.
No edge. In fact, I would check his T levels. I would check his energy and his focus. And by the way, with the male vitality stack, it's been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. So if you want to reclaim your game and feel a little bit the way you used to feel in your 20s and 30s when you were a little more younger and spry, you could get there. Chalk, reclaim your game. Code CRSHOW, you're going to get 35% off.
Again, your Chalk subscription for life at chalk.com, code CRSHOW, 35% off, and subscriptions cancelable at any time.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Hey, for old time's sake, you think Spot should give us the dance since he's the record holder?
I know.
I mean, we're amongst royalty in the studio. Guinness Book champion.
Hey, story Spot was there in 1996 when the New York Yankees broke the record for the Macarena. All right.
And when you listen to the lyrics of the Macarena, she's a floozy.
Oh, remix.
Oh.
Wow, Spot, you still got those moves, man.
You're doing the same thing I'm doing. There's a verse where you're like, what? Don't you worry about my boyfriend.
The guy whose name is Steve Covino.
And she talks about how she's like cheating on him.
She says, I don't want him, couldn't stand him. He was no good.
Here it is. Don't you worry about my boyfriend. I'm going to cheat on him anyway. Thank you, Macarena.
He was out of town, and his friends were so hot.
The night was August 16th, 1996.
Wow, Spot was
rookie
there.
Rookie shortstop Derek Jeter and the first place Yankees were hosting Ken Griffey Jr., 20-year-old phenom Alex Rodriguez, and the rest of the Mariners.
Wow.
And you were there, huh?
And I was there.
And I heard you made eye contact with Jay Buhner. Is that true?
He made eyes with Buhner. Hey,
I heard Cheetah Rivera. Wait, hold on.
I heard you thrusted your hips toward Ken Phelps during the dance.
Broadway star Cheetah Rivera took the field at the end of the fifth inning to help lead some of the 50,000 fans in attendance in the dance craze sweeping America.
Wow.
I just hear jealousy left and right in this studio.
I mean, I am a little jealous.
You think Harold Reynolds would remember you if he saw you?
Possibly.
From the big moment?
It's like, oh, I remember your moves.
Right. So
you know what?
Spot was part of the dance. Again, we're in the middle of old school when 50 hits, your ballpark memories, opening day. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. We got to go to the phones.
By the way, the Yankees, so distracted by my moves.
Yeah.
They ended up going on to lose that game 6-5.
Oh, man.
It's true. People don't know that. Let's say what's up to Eric in Minnesota. Let's make these fun, quick, snappy stories so we can move on. But I want to hear you guys. Eric, what's up?
Yeah, so make it quick. I got to make a clarification to Rich. It is not the Twinnies. It's the Twinkies.
The Twinkie. Okay, so yeah, my bad.
Anyway. September 6, 2002, Twins game, Friday night. I was there when they beat the Oakland A's for their 20-game win streak.
I actually remember some of those big winning streaks are memorable.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I remember that.
Even when it's not your team, you're like, oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Robert's in the high desert. What's up, Rob?
What's up, guys? Got a quick one. Talked about those crazy uncles. So I had a buddy. His name was Jimbo 30 years ago. his two nephews are there. We're by the bullpen. The nephews want a baseball. We were trying for four or five, six innings, and they finally told my drunk buddy Jimbo, throw us your clothes and we'll give you a ball. Well, he thought it was his whole clothes, underwear, and he stood there stark naked in front of his nephews. They threw him the ball and his clothes back, and he went to jail.
Good payoff. Ken in Fresno, you're on with Covino and Rich. What's up, man?
Struggling. Hey, guys. I know it's opening day, but October 1st, 1987, I went to the A's game. It was with my uncle and Reggie Jackson's final game. And I'll never forget my uncle was the one who started the Reggie chant when he pinch hit in the eighth inning. He replaced Luis Polonia, and the whole crowd, everybody there was standing. And
wait a
my
second.
Uncle's not with us anymore, but he was the one that started that.
My older brother started that.
No, wait, hold on. This is controversial.
I'm pretty sure it was Ken in Fresno.
Danny G lies. Danny G, you're a liar. Ken's uncle.
Let's get my older brother on the air right now.
He's talking about his late uncle.
It was my uncle, and he's not alive to defend himself. But he was the one that started.
He didn't start. Started that.
We should have a Reggie chant off to see who's lying.
I know,
Ken,
right?
Ken, I believe
can't
you.
Because my uncle's dead. He's not here.
How convenient.
Is Danny G
lying? Let's battle. I'll get my older brother on the horn right now.
So, dude, your older brother's gonna be really mad about this.
Yeah, he is.
Ken, thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. If you just joined us, Danny G said he was the guy, him and his brother were the legends that started the Reggie chant at his last at-bat when he hit a home run.
Let's say hi to Tim. Tim, you're on in Texas. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Love the show, guys. Real quick, first game I ever been to when I was a kid, Texas Rangers. I was there for the Nolan Ryan fight against Robin Ventura.
Oh, wow,
and
that's awesome.
My least favorite memory, I got invited to a game. We had to go to my sister's recital, and it happened to be Nolan Ryan's seventh no-hitter.
Wow.
Thanks.
I hope she danced really well at the recital. You missed Nolan Ryan's no-no. You know, it's interesting, the Nolan Ryan, Robin Ventura moment. I don't want to give anything away, but if you did watch the documentary Facing Nolan, there was a reason for that fight, and it's simple. I'm not playing spoiler. It's a 30-year-old story, but Robin Ventura, the team had made an agreement. If anyone gets hit by a pitch, you charge the mound. And it's like, even if it's Nolan Ryan. So a young Robin Ventura was just being a good teammate because the White Sox had agreed, if you get hit, you charge the mound. That's why you see Ventura's hesitancy. He's like, I don't want to, but I'm a young guy. And even the veterans, like, you got to go.
And isn't it a shame? You know, Robin Ventura, stellar career, great player, most memorable for two things. Getting punched in the head by an old Nolan Ryan. And his stupid Mike Piazza routine that he did during the rain delay.
Oh, I was going to say the Grand Slam single.
No, the rain delay when he's sliding around the bases.
That is true. That's another
like Piazza.
One. So that's the Robin Ventura side of things. He, under the pressure of the team as a younger player, whoever, if you get hit, you got to charge. And Nolan Ryan, the reason why Nolan Ryan was so aggressive, Ramos, was earlier in his career, Nolan Ryan had hit someone. And he decided to be all defensive. And got roughed up a little bit. So Nolan Ryan in his head was like, if anyone ever charges the mound again, I'm going to be the aggressor. I'm going to whoop their ass.
Wait a second.
Danny G's older brother's on the line. Oh, boy. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Steve, is it true? Were you the guy that started the Reggie chant during his last home run?
I have to say, it is 100% factual. That is the truth.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
We're going to have to take his word for it. But all right. We heard some controversy. But thank you, Steve.
Steve Gradio.
I don't know. I'd have to hear Steve's voice to really.
Steve Gradio.
I'd have to hear him chant it. Thank
Reggie,
you, Steve.
Reggie.
No, it's not
Reggie,
bad. It doesn't match.
Reggie.
Nice.
That's exactly what started it.
You know what? That does sound familiar. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Steve, for calling. Appreciate
that's
you, man.
Cool. Danny G.
Ken in Fresno says otherwise.
Danny G, you the youngest or old? That's your older brother?
That's my older brother.
Your older brother?
I'm the second oldest.
You're the second? Okay.
That's a great story, by the way. All right, so enjoy your opening day. Thank you for hanging out. That's old school when 50 hits.
And I believe it's time for an update with Dan Beyer, and then we'll get to some NBA
stuff.
Is it
Dan or Ken?
Dan. Hey. Oh, hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. Good news. We actually have Ken in studio.
Yeah. I can't believe you did that to my uncle, Danny. You know, he's dead, and you're sitting there rubbing it in his face.
That was great.
So good.
Oh, that was so great.
Oh, man. Was it wasn't Reggie's final game in Oakland, was it? It was just the final home run?
Yeah, I think it was his final home run or no?
I want to say it was his last game in Oakland. Yeah, at home.
Yes. Oh, man.
Nobody was chanting anything until we started it, Dan.
No hey, proof, it's man. Not me. It's Ken. You know? Yeah, that's all it is. Oh, all right. Let's check what's going on in Major League Baseball.
Dan Byer is like Joe Montana ruining the story of Rudy.
Oh, just come on. Having some fun.
I love it.
Jeez. All right. Oh, guys. All rise. All right.
All right.
You got everybody standing?
We're standing.
Everybody standing?
That goes to Strumpke on the track, at the wall. She is gone. Unbelievable. Aaron Judge in his first at-bat of the year. It's a home run to dead center.
Yes, in a game that, again, took 2 hours and 33 minutes. Aaron Judge homers on the Yankees radio network, and they blanked the Giants 5-0. Braves were 7-2 winners against the Nats. Orioles held on for a 10-9 win. Adley Rutschman today, 5-for-5, also walked. So, got on base in all 6 plate appearances, homered and knocked in 4 for Baltimore in the win. Rays blanked the Tigers 4-0, Cubs over the Brewers 4-0, and in that game, Marcus Stroman committed the first pitch clock violation in MLB history. Yes, still got the win, struck out 8 in 6 innings of work in that win over Milwaukee. A game's in progress right now. So you guys were mentioning a crazy affair between the Rangers and Phillies. Texas up 11-7 in the 7th inning. Twins trying to close out the Royals. It's 2-0 in the bottom of the 9th, which is Mets for that 5-3 lead on the Marlins, and the Pirates and Reds still tied up at 4 apiece, while the Blue Jays and Cardinals right now in St. Louis, 6-5 Redbirds over the Blue Jays in the 6th inning. Knicks forward Julius Randle to miss at least 2 weeks with a sprained ankle. Alabama's Brandon Miller entering the 2023 NBA draft, and Iowa's Caitlin Clark named the AP Women's College Basketball Player of the Year today. Guys, back to you.
Thank you, Dan Byer.
Thank you, Cardinals. Ken in Fresno. I mean, Dan Byer.
That was hilarious. By the way, that Cardinals lead is messing up my very nice parlay, just for the record. Come on, Blue Jays, get it together. And by the way, I was just looking up John Sterling. You know what? I'll say this. God bless him, because him and Susie Waldman, who call the Yankees radio games, she's 76 and he's 85. Like, still doing it.
He's still doing it, but he's not going to be traveling as much with the team that started last year.
It's going to be, you know, whether you like to make fun of his calls when he does hang it up or leaves us.
Yeah, but I love the calls that we make fun of. I love them.
No, but I'm saying there's going to come a time where the Yankees are going to have to pass the torch to a younger, new guy that's going to be the voice of the Yanks. Sterling's been there forever.
Yeah, yeah. Congrats to a long and stellar career. So, guys, Austin Reeves, we're going to talk a little NBA. He got some revenge on Pat Beverly, and we're going to talk about some revenge moments.
Ooh, who doesn't like revenge? All right, so revenge, NBA next, but I got to tell you, every guy needs that edge. It's opening day. A lot of good energy in the air today, and you know what? You need the energy. Testosterone levels that are an all-time low. Individual T levels in men decline every year, so thankfully, you got Chalk, the new champion of natural testosterone boosters.
Yes, the Male Vitality Stack, clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Reclaim your game. Higher T, maximize energy, and laser focus with Chalk.com today. Use code CRSHOW, 35% off any Chalk subscription for life.
For life. So get all chalked up, get that energy back, get that focus back, and you'll thank us. Code CRSHOW. You're going to get 35% off right now. Chalk.com. Subscriptions cancelable at any time.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Lakers get a big win. Fun win tonight. AD was huge, and the Lakers win by double digits. Lakers are now 38-38. Solidify their spot for the time being in the play-in.
That's courtesy of Lakers Television from Spectrum Sportsnet. Final call, Lakers get revenge on the Bulls. 121-110. It's the Progressive Play of the Day. Progressive making things even easier. Help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Finally at 500, right, Danny G?
we're going to have a celebratory drink. Yeah. The Lakers are 500, everybody.
But even bigger, you know, they got a little bit of revenge.
I like that. I liked Austin Reeves not being shy. I like when guys, it's not showboating. I like when guys,
it's also having your team's back.
I like it.
Right?
I like it.
And protecting your superstars. That's part of it and why you respect it.
And put away those old AARP jokes that Colin Cowherd used to talk about on the air a couple seasons ago, because the trades they made, they got young blood in there. We got some G League guys like Austin Reeves who, let's be honest, he's been the MVP of the Lakers since the All-Star break, which is crazy to say. He's going to land a huge deal during the offseason.
Bro, I saw like one of those like Instagram slides where you just, you know, there's like five pictures, like a slideshow type of thing. And it showed Austin Reeves' path to the NBA. And it just shows that hard work and believing in yourself and not giving up. Because this guy was, you know, had a hard time even playing in high school and college. Didn't get drafted. It just, his whole path to where he is now is unlikely. And it just shows you, hey, you never know, man. You know, bust your ass and put in the
effort. And then he was the one Laker who wanted to have fun with that after he made that shot over Pat Bev. By the way, look at Pat Bev's stat line. 0-0-0-0 in 25 minutes. I guess he had a couple rebounds. And so he got sunned by Austin Reeves.
It was a cool moment.
It was so fun to watch last night.
It was a big moment. So if you want to share any other revenge moments, because I have a few that come to mind that I absolutely love, hit us up, you know, as we wrap up the show, 877-99-FOX. And remember, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. You know what comes to mind? A few moments. Like, I love the moments where I believe Chase Utley is one of them. You guys will remember. Somebody threw it, Chase Utley. High and in. He ducks a pitch. Next pitch hits a home run. That's always the best. I remember Bautista, Joey Bats. Someone threw it him. And they were going back and forth. And he goes yard right afterward.
Those are always the best moments.
When you know the pitcher's intentionally throwing at that guy, he gets out of the way, steps back up, and hits a home run. That's always the best.
I mean, the ultimate revenge is the psychopath that we know named Michael Jordan. I say that kindly. The stories just continue to come out of the woodwork beyond just The Last Dance, where Michael Jordan
where he took that personally.
Like, it wouldn't even be a player sometimes. I'm hearing stories now where he was, you know, like golfing, and he's like, let's play another 18. And like, yeah, Mike,
he didn't like losing to the security guards in that stupid game.
I saw a story where it was like, Mike, we got to play in a couple hours. I think it was like a Team USA thing. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to play another 18. And they're like, are you sure? He goes, I'm going to put up 45 tonight. And he does. Like, he was a maniac. So,
hey, whatever motivates you in those moments, I think is great. A story that comes to mind for me is when Adrian Broner was fighting Marcos Maidana, and Adrian Broner gets behind Maidana and starts thrusting.
Yeah, disrespecting him.
Starts disrespecting him in the middle of the ring, and then Maidana starts kicking his ass, and then when he had the opportunity and he was behind him, he gave it right back to him. And I thought that was another great moment.
This story's a revenge. What about we were kids. It was a long time ago, so you might not remember. Mid-80s. Remember Ivan Drago killed Apollo Creed?
Yeah.
And then Rocky Balboa went to Russia.
How could I forget?
On Christmas Day.
And got his revenge.
Yeah. Remember he grew a beard when he was training in the snow?
Man, that's a revenge story right there. By the way, as I'm watching baseball highlights, it's baseball opening day, so of course we're going to lean on baseball a little bit today. We talked about him the other day. He already hit a bomb on opening day. Not Aaron Judge. O'Neill Cruz of the Pirates. That guy, it's a shame because the way baseball is, he won't stay there eventually because someone will sign him for a mega deal that the Pirates can't afford. But O'Neill Cruz looks like such a fun young player to watch. And I saw a guy we grew up with. You know when you feel old? You know when we were younger, we didn't realize all the coaches used to be players?
And then when you were little, yeah.
When you were very little, you're like,
wait a
minute.
They were old guys.
Like, Davey Johnson used to play? You're like, yeah. We see that more than ever. I see a highlight, and I'm like, wait a minute. Who's this older black gentleman with a big white beard? I'm like, Boston. Wait, is that Daryl Boston? Daryl Boston, former White Sox, Met, Yankee.
Daryl Boston had a nice stroke.
He had a sweet swing.
He had a really sweet swing.
Daryl Boston, Camino, has like an old man winter white beard now.
Really?
He's first base coach for the White Sox.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you'll be seeing a lot of random stuff opening day. You'll, as you said, familiarize yourself with, oh, that's right, that guy's on this team, that guy's there. What about coaching? Right? You play a team that fired you. That's a lot of the stories. Where you play the team that let you go and you have a big game.
What about Daniel, as far as revenge?
Daniel Murphy.
Terry Francona got that with the Red Sox as the Indians manager.
And if you remember when the Mets let Daniel Murphy go, what did he do? He slayed the Mets. Sometimes when you play your former team, you kill them. All right, enjoy the rest of your opening day. We'll see you guys back here tomorrow at Covino and Rich. Hit us up. We'll be pals, right? Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good one, everyone.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.